Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
What are you talking about?
You don't believe
just
me.
Just started,
brah. Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Hello, show. Welcome to another
Lechica.
Lechica, where we answer your God is a question. We read your Leche fan mail. Today, we're going to focus on the Leche fan mail because we have quite a few. And also, something new that we're trying to try that Rika and I have been trying to come up with a witty name for.
Yeah, so
still
if you
haven't found one. But basically, it's where you been, but we're doing where you. You, yes, you listening right now. Where you been?
Where you been? Okay, if you have any suggestions on the witty name that we can call your where you been,
please
comment on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Or Facebook group, I mean.
Yeah, so we'll do that today.
Okay.
And to all the new fans, welcome to the show. This is not a regular mix. This is, you know, as we mentioned, this is what we do for the it's fan service for
it's
the Leche
service.
Fans, the Ube babes.
Yeah. We don't show boobs.
Oh, no. No,
but
no.
But we read your shit,
yeah.
Man.
So it's only fans, but podcast edition.
But no boobs.
No boobs.
That's sad.
I know, right? Could you imagine if I was just like...
It's so weird.
Feel my nipple.
Can't do that again. Go. Fan service only fans
podcast only fans edition. No, but if you want to check out our other mixes, feel free to go. But if you want to start here, let's get it on. Okay,
go.
You want to read the first one, Rika?
Dominique. No.
Dominique is
Patricia. Just
he's throwing out random
throwing
names.
At random names.
This one, the first one is from Becky, but it's sent by somebody else. Becky. This is the top. It's
oh, I see it.
Yeah,
I see it. Ba-da-ba-da. Happy New Year, Rika and JC.
Hey, Happy New Year.
I've been meaning to email you guys since the Burr months of 2020, pero hindi ko magawa-gawa kasi paresign ako that time and ang daming tatapusin. Pero sobrang kilig ako whenever mababanggit yung IG handles ko sa episode nyo. Yes, handles!
Ooh.
First is yung online business ko, @tom.finds. Nasabi ni JC, bought daw. So, oh no! Sabi niya, so pinalitan ko ng Becky.finds! Si Becky yung love team ni Tom Sawyer. Tapos yung personal ko na Y Hoogs.
Tom Sawyer na like Mark like, Twain Tom
I
Sawyer?
I guess so. First time ko nakinig hindi pa pandemic tapos Leche ka yung episode and sabi ni JC, don't listen to this one. So tinigil ko na. See, I told you!
Wait, we only started the Leche ka during pandemic.
So JC, tama si Rika na wag yun sabihin mo kasi mag-exit yung listener. Then, nag-pandemic. Nirefer kayo ng friend ko sa akin. So it really works na tell just one friend.
Yay!
It really works! Okay.
Na makinig ng ganito.
Since then, na-hook na ako. Sobrang nakakatuwa na nakaka-keep up ako sa news. Yes, news and politics talaga kayo. No. In a light way. Kasi kapag sa TV, as in tunay na balita, parang ang nega ng dating. Ang bigat sa feeling. Ayaw ko na lang makinig. But when you guys deliver it, sobrang chill na kwentuhan lang. Na parang, uy friend, FYI ah, ganito. Ganyan nangyari sa labas ng bahay mo. Ang informative and again, chill. So, salamat sa inyo. Do I continue?
Yeah.
Nakakatuwa din where you been nyo. Ako, I find it interesting. I will message you sana, Rika, when you mentioned na you want to take Hangul classes. Nag-lessons din ako noong 2019, Basic 1, and 2020 during pandemic. Nakakatuwa, no? Or dahil fan lang tayo ng Korea. Yes! Yes, super nakakatuwa. Mahilig ako sa K-drama eh. Mag-suggest sana ako on where to take classes. Pero ito nga,
message ko.
Huli na message. Ah, huli na yung message niya. But still, kay Jung's Korean classroom, nag-online sila during the pandemic. promo with a friend ngayong January. Okay, yung foundation. Ah, okay yung foundation. 'Di ba yung mahalaga para if ever gustuhin natin mag self-study sa future, hindi ka masyadong lost. True. Meron akong online books if you want. Ooh, sure. Also, meron sa Spotify na lessons. Effective din siya. Quick apps lang, so di masyado nakakatuyo ng utak. Oh, yes. I watch Talk to Me in Korean. Mm. I also have their books. Nice. Masaya sumabay at makinig. Okay.
This one says, hello, JC. Or, carry on. Hello, JC. Narinig ko din yung episode when you said na you'll start your skincare routine. Yung business ko. Ah, business skincare. Ah, gets.
Kasi, ano nga, kaso ano? Pinapalitan mo yun.
Becky Fines. Sulit Skincare Cosmetics merch from South Korea. Mm. Ah, trip mo yun, Riks. We try to buy on sale para mababa lang namin ma-offer. Na-start lang nung pandemic kasi I have extra time dahil wala na commute and getting ready for work. Pero now, medyo nasa-stress na ako. Collab! Ooh!
Why not? I'm into Korean skincare products.
Belated
super.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you very much. So thanks again, guys, for doing your show. Congratulations on 100 episodes. Sa 100 episodes ninyo. Excited for the next 100 mixes. Interesting leche ka. And commercials to pay the bill. Stay safe when going out. P.S. I know you guys support small businesses. Pwede pa shoutout ulit ng Becky Fines. So it's Becky.Fines, BECKY.Fines. Their personal shopper in Korea. Feel free to check out our IG page and shop. Ooh, my Shopee page.
Uy, sabi Rika, feel free to DM pag nahanap mo.
Nooks, JC ka din. Thank you, Becky Fines. Thanks Becky. Again, and more power. So yeah, shout out. And thank you so much for what?
Anong dinownload mo?
Anong ba dinownload ko?
May nag-email sa atin, we chose you to try the Sugar Daddy app.
Anong Sugar Daddy app?
And you will get a gift after downloading the Sugar Daddy app and a 5-star rating on the Google store.
I didn't download any Sugar Daddy app, bro.
I need a Sugar Daddy.
Wait, let's go back muna to Becky. Thank you, Becky.
Thanks, Becky.
Oy, maybe you guys can practice Korean together.
Yeah, I know. And if there are other Leche fans who are also, well, who are fluent in Korean, then why not? Please
so
talk
you would
to
recommend
me.
Talk to me in Korean. That thing.
Actually, I feel like that's the best practice for you to actually talk to someone who speaks Korean and also speaks in Tagalog so that you could explain it to me, man.
Yeah.
Like, even on chat, if you could chat me in Korean, then why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The, what do you call it? When learning a language, it depends on how you learn, right? Auditory or visual or... Some are just like writing or
yeah,
when you write.
It helps when I write stuff down. So
when you read and write. No.
You know how some people are okay with ebooks when they learn and stuff? I need to write it down. So that's why I had mine printed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
All the PDF shit that I downloaded.
Nice. Okay. Shout out to Becky and check out Becky Fines. Maybe you'll find some cool South Korean stuff on
I'm
there.
Check it out. Huh?
All right. We chose you to try the Sugar Daddy app. And you will get a gift after down. Dude, I did not. I swear.
What did you click on?
Look at this. Look at who they sent it to.
Who?
Look at all these random emails, bro. I'm guessing they. EnglandMatchmaker@gmail.com. TomHollandBrazil@gmail.com. I'm guessing they just emailed random Instagram accounts.
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
I know.
I gotta delete this. What is this, bro?
I think I came across Becky Fines already, like randomly.
Randomly? This one, it says don't say their name, okay?
I'll follow them.
Okay. It says don't say their name. Okay, I'll start them. Hello, JC and Rika. I'm an avid Ube babe.
Hi.
To my knowledge, I've converted 3 people na naging Leche fan because I kept on posting it on my social media and they messaged na nakikinig na din sila and I'm so happy. I feel like I can start a cult, LOL joke. Lagi ko kayo tinitweet habang nakikinig ako sa podcast niyo kasi minsan na-frustrate ako na alam mo yung feeling na like part ka ng conversation but they can't hear your side and you really have something funny to say. Kinikilig ako kapag napapansin niyo, kapag napapansin tweets ko na nare-retweet and pag nagre-reply kayo sa akin. But sometimes I have to stop myself kasi parang baka ang FC ko na. sorry, not sorry. What is the deal with FC? That's feeling close.
Yes.
No? I don't get that. I don't get that phrase.
Feeling close.
No,
we're like, you're not actually
isn't
close.
Isn't feeling close just being friendly?
Well, okay, because I feel like, you know how in, you know, our culture and a lot of other cultures out there, like, let's say friends style, I could tell you na, we pangit or something, but when...
Right, but what this person, this Leche fan is saying, we can call her Regina Falange.
Regina Falange.
But what Regina Falange is saying is like, she's replying to what we're talking about. That doesn't seem like anything.
True. No, you know what? Yeah. I get it because some people like to be self-aware, baka feeling close na sila. But if you're, you know, if like, let's say we're still responding or the celebrity is still responding, then why not? I don't think that's feeling close.
Right.
I think it's just a self-awareness. Okay. You know, when you call yourself, baka feeling close na.
Yeah. I feel like you shouldn't feel bad most times. Unless you're really like, going over a boundary or something.
Yeah.
Please don't say my name. Patapos ko na lahat ng mix niyo, but randomly lang ako nakikinig. Meron akong napakinggan na you guys talked about those persons who wait until marriage before makipag-sex, and I'm one of those. Okay, you want to continue?
Okay. I just want to share my experience and my side. I don't want to speak in behalf of those people who also wait until marriage, but this is my story. Totoo yung sinabi ni Rica GGG na you meet a person who will say na okay lang sa kanila and hindi sila bothered.
Bothered.
But then, hinihintay lang pala nila yung weak moment mo so they can have you first. Mm-hmm. I'm 24 years old, haven't had sex with anyone, waiting until marriage, but this doesn't make me a saint or something. Ha ha ha. I'm just a normal human being. I watch porn. I know sexual stuff. I masturbate. If we're so close, you can even have a talk about those kamanyakan stuff.
Hey,
and I can
kamanyakan
keep
convos.
I love hearing sex experiences from my close friends just so I know stuff and I don't feel left behind. Lol. My hormones, too, are up during my teenage years and andyan yung experimentation. And I've been in a situation where I can have sex, I can actually do it, but stopped myself because I'm afraid that I will get pregnant. For me, that's my very reason. Kung magro-root cause analysis ako why I'm waiting until marriage, it's not because of my religious belief, but because I'm afraid na mabuntis and have this responsibility na hindi ko pa kaya and ayaw ko pa. Even yung madelay ako and will think na baka buntis ako, ayokong mapunta even sa ganung situation. That's why I stopped myself. I don't trust condoms and pills, so for my peace of mind, hindi na lang talaga ako maabot sa part na magpapasukan. Sorry sa term, I don't know how to define it.
Alright. TBH, I don't even identify myself as a virgin because I kiss, hug, and do everything in between, but hindi lang talaga umabot sa pasukan. Whenever I'm with someone in a romantic and intimate way, it's very important that I explain that this is how far I can go. And when I say stop, you have to stop or else I'm gone for good.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. But not a lot of guys can put up with this, especially those who have had their own experience and kasama na sa lifestyle nila yung sex. I've had an ex. We've been together for 6 months. At first, sabi niya okay sa ganitong setup, but turns out he cheated on me. After our date, nagpunta siya sa hotel and nakipag-sex sa ibang girl. And ang reason niya nung nahuli ko siya is hindi naman kasi sex yung ginagawa natin. What an asshole, right?
Wow! A professional asshole!
So there's also this another guy I'm dating. At first, he says he's okay with my limitations and all. We had a momol moment, and when I said stop, he actually did. Hindi na rin ako pinipilit or something like trying to talk to me out sa preference ko na hindi naman ako mabubuntis or something like that. But this is just because this is just new and paumpisa pa lang yung relationship. I know for a fact na may sex life siya before, and with that, I know sooner or later, there's a high possibility that he will cheat on me too because I can't give what he wants. So I ended our relationship na lang bago pa siya mag-cheat sa akin. Funny, but this is legit. With this, it's been a year and 3 months that I'm single and no commingle. At ang tanging nakakapagpakilig na lang sa akin, bukod sa pag-ihi, ay ang pagpansin niyo sa IG mentions and tweets ko. Love you both, JC Rica. You're both my spirit animal. Okay, bye. Tutu-tutu, halali show. Don't say my name. But we said, it does say we can call you
Regina Falange.
Regina Falange, so...
Wow. I get you. Especially I remember in college where, like you said, hormones and attraction is just at an all-time high. You want to do it. You want to feel somebody else's body on yours, but there's that fear of getting pregnant. Mm. And it's a stress and a fear that I cannot explain. When I took a pregnancy test and I was, Mom, don't listen to this.
I can explain it. The fear.
No, I mean, the fear is different from yours because.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have to go through it, right? And I'm not saying that, you know, like, what we're feeling is so much, like, worse
I'm sure it's worse.
But,
for you guys.
I mean, it's not a competition. For you girls, I mean. It's not a competition, but it's a different fear.
Oh, yeah? I'm sure it's worse for you.
No, but yeah, I get it. It seems like you're a very self-aware person. You know about contraceptives, but you choose not to. And it is your choice. It is your body. If you don't want to go through that, there are disadvantages of, using contraceptives as well. You know, when you do take pills, your hormones get messed up, body and everything. So if it's your choice and, that's your way to keep yourself safe and sane, then why not, right?
Abstinence is the only 100% effective contraception. Mm-hmm. Like everything else has this. I mean, despite all the advances in technology and whatever, there's still a small chance that it can fail. Like it's possible to get pregnant even using all the precautions, right?
You watch Friends, right? Yeah. Regina Phalange. You saw what happened with Ross and Rachel. They used the condom. They still have Emma. They had Emma. I mean, it's a beautiful baby, but yeah. But I do get that. I remember when I was in college, and yeah, I don't want to experiment and stuff. Yeah. I don't want to, express my love to that person I'm with, but that's always in my head, whenever we're going there and I'm like, wait a minute. You know, minsan nga meron akong fear na parang even if this is like TMI.
Yeah.
Like kahit walang ayoko na.
Walang ano.
Like walang penetration, parang mapaparanoid ka na, can it still happen?
Yeah.
Can it, like,
if you're young and you don't really know these things yet, it can be scary.
It's a downward spiral, man. So you have to be careful. That is why sexual education, sex ed is very important. I think it's very important. And I only learned about these things when I was in college, but can you imagine learning it at a slightly younger age? At least, nawalan ako ng fear might have given me, like, it could have been, but I could have been more responsible if I had that type of knowledge before going into the real world, quote unquote. Because, I mean, my mom's an OB, and I remember before she would always tell me about these horror stories about, kids getting pregnant. And it's not a pretty sight. Your body's not supposed to carry another human being that young. So I always had that fear.
You ever learned the 5 B's? Is it the 5 B's?
What is it?
Boys are bad because boys bring babies. Maybe you nakita sa TikTok. Boys are bad because boys bring babies. You ever get warned like that?
Oh gosh, no.
No.
No. But yeah.
I just thought it was a thing.
It's a legitimate fear. So I think it's what you're doing right now when you get into a relationship. I think it's a responsible thing to do. The responsible thing to do. That you're actually open with your partner that, I don't want to have sex.
Yeah. And regarding your breaking it off with the other person because you're assuming that they're going to, cheat on you.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
I mean, I get it because it happened before. So, and it is a primal instinct for most men that, sex is like a... Yeah, we know men are trash, right? That's like the whole thing that's going on right now.
Ooh.
Men are trash. And for the most part, people are right. Men are libog, bro. Mm-hmm. And
women.
And women, yeah, of course. So I understand the fear. And I understand the mistrust of men.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So if you broke up with him because you're afraid that they might cheat on you, I understand it. But they might not have. Mm-hmm. They could have been really serious. Just a little anecdote. There was this one girl that I was into, and she was like, her religion kind of, you know, forbade
premarital sex.
And for a little bit, when I was really into her, I was like, oh, I think maybe I can, you know, not do the deed while I'm seeing this girl until you know, respect her wishes, whatever.
Yeah.
But it didn't really work out. Not because of that. It was something else that kind of ended that whole scenario. So it was never really on my mind because of the sex thing. That's just a little anecdote about, you know, maybe there are people out there that would be really willing to go through the whole no sex before marriage if they're really into you. I could get it. I see it. So that's just a little bit of
perspective.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry what happened to the previous guy. That was an asshole, right?
Professional asshole.
So shout out to you, Regina Falangi. We appreciate that you've been a fan through and through, and that you've gotten a few people to listen to us, and that really means
a lot. Thank
you. And good luck on your ventures in life. I don't know what else to say. What else? Ka-ka!
Oh, gosh.
Ka-ka! This one, a short one. It doesn't say a name. Yeah, okay. It doesn't say a name, so.
Go.
Yeah, you can read this part.
Hi, Rika and JC. Hi, Rika GGG. Hello, Sir JC.
Hello.
I was so stoked when you shouted out.
Yeah, shout it out.
My IG name sa Mix 1 Season 2. So I decided na mag-send ng Leche fan email. Just want to say thank you guys for keeping me company on my daily drive. Pampanga to QC and vice versa. Wow.
That's fucking far, dude. Mm.
The morning rush sa umaga, then halo-halo show in Teves of the best pag-uwi.
Hey, shout out.
You know traffic is a bitch, and you guys are keeping me sane. So if any of you guys are Leche fans, or Leche fans are listening while stuck in traffic, and you spotted a blue Kia Soluto, wow, just honk.
I may or may not be the guy, but if it's me, I'll honk back. Anyways, have a great day. More episodes pa, and maybe make it long para di bitin. Whoa, minsan sa sobrang haba ng traffic. Tapos na yung mix, di pa ako nakakalagpas sa traffic. Thank you again. By the way, Rika, I love your vlog.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, this is from Ram. It says here. Let you fan email from Ram. So,
okay.
Shout out, Ram.
Hi.
Layo, Pampanga.
Pampanga.
QC. We're in Pampanga, though. But still, what is the border of Pampanga? What's like the earliest, like, what is the first stop point from...
I'm not sure. You're from there.
I don't know if that, like, San Fernando? Maybe?
Could be.
Maybe? That's fucking far,
it's still
dude.
Far. Still far.
Damn, okay,
next
man.
One.
Kaka!
Kaka!
This one. Last one. It's from D. Okay. Hi, guys. This is D again. It's a short one. Just want to ask you lang about your first driving lessons.
Ooh!
Kailan kayo nag-start? Sino ang nagturo sa inyo? Or nag-avail ba kayo ng mga legit driving lessons here in Metro Manila? Any suggestions sa beginners, especially car type or brand na pang-family? Naririnig ko kasi sa mga kwento nyo sa show na parang ang saya kapag may sarili kang kotse. Pwede ka pumunta kahit saan, especially sa videos ni Rika GGGG sa YouTube. Wala lang, inggiterang frog lang. So claiming ako na within 2 to 3 years, magkakakotse
yes.
na din ako. Salamat, more power. Thank you, D.
What's okay, the Rika famous GGG? One here?
I know Cerise took it before. Parang driving123.com or something like that.
Ito.
Anong name?
A1.
A1, yeah. Oh, diba? I knew there was a number.
I took A1 when I was 16 years old. I had my student driver's license for like a year, I think, or a half a year.
How does the student, here in the Philippines, how
you
does the student
license
You need
to have a companion
work?
With a driver's license.
At what age can you get it, though?
16.
Okay, parang US.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got it at 16. Oh, wait. Yes.
Permit 16. Ba tawag dun?
I think so. Student driver's permit.
Permit, okay.
So you need to drive with a companion with a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I only availed of like the 20-hour
course.
Actually, after my course, my teacher suggested that I take 10 more hours. But sabi nga nila, I mean, just I think
is there a reason why they did that, or they just suggest to everyone?
You know what? We were thinking it's like a marketing scheme so that you would pay more money. Because, I mean, after the basics, then you could drive your own car if you have your own car, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
If you don't have a car, then why not avail of more hours?
Right.
But if you do, that's what I did. I just practiced with my sister. Mm. I know it's bad, but we used to drive around in the cemetery.
It's not bad. You know what? I don't think it's bad. Anyway, but that's my. I'll share it later.
Respectfully, we don't. You know, we don't go around honking or whatever
when you pass the grave. Sorry.
Yeah, and we passed by my Lola's grave.
Oh,
so,
really?
Because it was in the same cemetery.
It's a cool place to practice then for you.
Yeah,
I thought it was just a random cemetery.
No. So what else? Yeah. Oh, the most memorable thing about my driving lessons, there's this one night I had it at night because you need to have like I think one or two lessons at night so that you can practice.
Okay.
Like, you know, like the rush hour.
So you drive in traffic?
Yeah.
Oh, traffic. My God, I cannot imagine.
I remember there's this one time I was so tired. I'm so sorry. I fell asleep at the wheel. Yes,
that's
I did.
Awful. That's terrible.
For like even just for a second, that's bad.
Yeah.
Like, alam mo yung nagtumango ako, yung whoa, yung ganon. Yeah, I was so tired.
But were you wide awake after it happened?
After, yeah, gosh. Yeah. And then I remember my teacher back then had a tattoo on his wrist that he was getting rid of. So it was scabbing because of the laser treatment. Mm-hmm. And I could not concentrate because all I could see was the raw meat from his wrist.
Damn.
He didn't cover it up. I don't know why. And it was just, I was like, ew, that's disgusting, man.
Does the
It is. Okay. Can you imagine I was in the same car as like flying dead skin cells?
Does the teacher's side have a brake?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
His own brake pedal. And then he was always holding on to the handbrake. But he never used it.
Okay.
He even had, like, at one point, we had a car with a steering wheel on his side.
His side.
Yeah, like a small one. I don't know why.
What? That's cool.
Yeah, but after that, like after a few sessions, we switched to another car.
Nawala na yun.
I don't know about the technicalities with the type of car, but I mean, it's always, they always, like older people always say that you should learn how to drive a stick shift, right?
Yeah.
So that in case of
emergency. Wait, what did you learn
whatever,
for stick shift
stick
or
shift,
automatic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I mean, after you learn the stick shift, it's almost the same with automatic. It's even easier.
I will go the opposite on that.
Okay.
But first, when you took the A1, whatever, did they have a lot or something to drive around at first?
No.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. Because in the States, I didn't take a driving course in the States, but I know people who have done. They have yung mga cones and shit. So here, there's no space for that. So you go straight on the road?
You know what? I see a driving course like that in Honda, like along SLEX.
I've seen it in a parking lot in Mega Mall, like the driving car there.
Maybe now.
That's kind of ratchet,
before,
right?
Before we even, like, I even dropped off my teacher to his house so that he could get something from his house.
That's how the practice is?
I don't know why.
Because there's no space here. So yeah. I assume you have to make do with. I'm trying to think of where I would, if I was going to bring someone to teach them how to drive, where I would go. I, like, definitely not business centers like Ortigas or Makati. I think, like, in the back roads of, like, Katipunan are okay it's relatively.
Yeah.
Not so congested.
But do you remember the first time you drove, you know, not during lessons? It's like so nerve-wracking.
Yeah,
and my sister would always tell me, you have to relax, you know, especially with pedestrians. These are human beings.
Yeah.
So they know when to not cross the street as long as you don't hesitate. Because I know a lot of accidents, it comes from hesitation. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know if you're going to stop or if you're going to go. But if you move forward with conviction, the pedestrians will know that, okay, he's going to go forward.
Yeah.
Because if you stop, go, bigang magkakabangga.
Yeah.
That's most of the time that happens.
So you got to either know, I'm going to stop for this person or I got to, I'm going to go right away. Conversely, naman ako, I learned late. You were 16. I officially learn, like, got my license at 19 yata? I was 19. Because all my life prior to that, I never really needed a car to get around. Like, everything was, like, school for me was always walking distance. Yeah. Or I lived in Japan where the public transportation was
even here.
Efficient here. I walked to work, too. Yeah. But I learned on an automatic car first. And I remember how scary it was sitting in, because I didn't know when the car's in drive that it moves by itself.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't understand that concept. Mm-hmm. That shit was so crazy to me. I was like, so I thought you need gas to move forward, but that moves by itself. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what is happening? Why is it moving? And I was around 16 or 17, though, when I started trying to learn just mm-hmm. from my cousins. I never took a formal driving class.
Yeah.
And fun fact, when I took my license test,
here?
My first driver, like, I passed the written exam, but my first driving test, I failed.
Oh.
I failed my driving test.
You have to
test.
Wait for.
You have like, to, you after. Can retake it again.
Like, right after?
Like, I think, a week or something, or I forgot. Mm. I think it was maybe like you have to retake the written again or something. I failed
so
because
you've never taken a driver's
course,
exam
never.
Here. No, here.
Here, never.
Like to take your, to get your driver's license.
My driver's license here was mm-hmm. converted from my U.S. license.
Yeah.
Like there was a procedure here where mm-hmm. I showed my U.S. license and some documentation. I forgot. It was a while. It was when I first came
yeah.
here. And they converted it to a Philippine license.
It's so interesting how you take the exam here in the Philippines.
How does it work here?
For the, I don't know if it's the same in the US, but mm-hmm. for the written exam, they give you the answer book. And then, yeah, oh. they give you the answer book like a few minutes before. Uh-huh. You can browse through it. And then after they're going to get the answer book.
Oh, yeah. It's like that in the US.
Okay.
Like you have a book with all the,
answers.
Not the answers, but it's a.
No, this one, the answers.
Oh, gives you the answers. Mine's just a book of the rules.
All the answers.
What the fuck?
They basically give you the exam and then they take it back and then they give you a blank one.
That's
and then you
weird.
All have to answer it. I think I got two questions wrong and then that's it.
Do you
and
remember
then after,
what the questions were?
No.
I remember one question I got wrong in the written was the smoking in this car question.
Right. You like, don't, you can't.
You can't.
Yeah.
I thought you could because it's your car.
Yeah.
Like with a person in it or mm-hmm. something like that.
It's not preference. It's more like safety for other people because you're not focused.
Right. Yeah.
It's like drinking coffee.
Yeah, I get it.
Right. And then after that, you go to the lot.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what I did was, so we were parked.
Yeah.
Move backward, move forward. And then move back again, then turn left.
My parallel parking.
And then,
back.
No. So we turn left. And then, obviously, when you turn left, you have to put the signals on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go back to the parking slot. And then that's it.
That was your test?
Yeah. I think, because I took it in the main branch of LTO.
Which is where?
In East Avenue. And there are a lot of people going there. Uh-huh. So I think they couldn't really give you.
They just want to make you get out, get in,
yeah,
get out.
Yeah. They just want to test something.
Well, maybe that's why the driver. I'm not saying you, but I'm just saying maybe that's why our drivers here are not as prepared as. That's why maybe not that many people signal when you drive here.
Maybe. But yeah, that was just my experience. It could be better now.
They were strict in the driving test of US. Huh? Like,
mm.
they wanted to, because you can't physically show your eyes that you're looking at your mirror. So
yeah.
what you had to do was you had to move your head to show that you're looking at the mirrors.
Yeah.
And they'll dock you points for not, like every time you make a lane change, you have to look at all three mirrors.
Whoa.
And check behind you or whatever. Check your blind spot, dog, and so right side.
Yeah.
So like they're really strict. I lost a lot of points on that. But I failed because I went from one intersection to the other side of the intersection after the green light, but I went into the wrong lane. But my issue here was, parang, what's crooked in Tagalog? Basta crooked yung
yeah.
lane, yung lines. So, from my vision, parang I was going in the right lane.
Yeah.
It looked confusing eh.
Maybe that's.
Here, it's normal.
I know. Maybe that's how they test you, you know?
Maybe.
Go into a crooked
Maybe.
Lane.
But so yeah, I learned late in life, 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I wala nang permit chorva. I just got my license right off the bat. Oh no, but I did get a provisional something also
right.
just to drive. I think that's from the written yata. And then after your provisional, you take the driving test. Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I learned on automatic. And then I learned manual later in life. And then my first car was a manual.
I mean, like, people always say that.
But I think learning on automatic is better first. Because it's like driving a go-kart.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mechanics of driving a stick shift.
Yeah.
You have to learn what exactly the stick shift on top of learning how to turn and how to brake. But if you like know how to drive automatic, you know how to it's like you're just learning
another aspect.
It's
just preference, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a manual car, then why learn, right?
Actually, the US has almost zero.
That's what I was about to say, that most people nowadays, they say that why learn manual when you
if you travel to Europe, it's still big there.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much. By the way, last little, if you have one. Any suggestion? I don't really know how to suggest cars.
No, I don't.
Tip is gas-friendly. Gas-friendly. And just read reviews. I don't know.
Oh, you can go to MoneyMax.
MoneyMax, maybe, yeah. look at the reviews from like the certified like car like sites, which are the reliable. Because you might pay more for the car itself,
the
base
price.
But in the long run, if it lasts longer, it'll save you more money. I don't know. Something like that. All right, let's do something new that we're going to try here real quick is Where You Been, Lecce Fan Edition. We haven't come up with a name. So please
suggest a name for this segment.
So
okay?
we asked on our Facebook group, which you can join, the Hala Hala Show Lecce Fam. Mm-hmm. Just join that group. We have like 150 members right now.
We asked you guys what you did over the weekend or over the week, and we got some pretty interesting ones. We're not going to read all of them because there are a lot of comments, but you can go through the comments. But here, this is an interesting one from Vince Aquino. Tagay tay with the family. Tagay while the kids are asleep.
Yay.
And then note, yes, you have quote unquote old listeners. Grabe. You guys aren't old. And then Katrina Rufina says, kakatapos ng manood ng K-drama, fit sa mga 30s and wanting to have a baby, the struggle and all. It's Oh My Baby on Netflix. And then
that's like the opposite of what I want in my life.
Right? Where's the show that says
no babies?
Oh no babies. Bubbly Dunka says there's yoga. And then took a screenshot of the yoga app that she uses. And then people commented down on that. Also, somebody celebrated their birthday here. John Ray says, I spent my Friday onward celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday.
A friend from Canada messaged me and told me to pick up something over Jollibee, na favorite ko. Aww, so happy birthday
to you. Who got a tattoo? Didn't somebody
get a tattoo? Yeah, somebody got a tattoo. Trixie says, I got a new tat. It's Bisaya of the meaning of my name, bringer of joy to life. And it says here, nagdala ug kalipay sa kinabuhi. I hope I said that correctly.
Nice.
Who else?
Hey, it's peeling like your driver tattoos.
What?
It's peeling like your driver, your driving instructor.
Oh, right. Erica Jane says, ngayon lang ulit ako nakapag-bonding with friends after almost a year. Grabe si COVID. Yes, and they have a photo.
Nice.
They're so cute. Who else?
That's a lot,
yeah,
bro. How many is that? That's like
33.
33 people replied?
Ish Castro says, nakapag-millennial, nagpaka-millennial sa art sector gallery sa Binangonan. Yes, I know a lot of people who go there.
Binangonan.
Yeah, the art gallery sector thing. And then, what else? Ooh, this is really cool. Ren Salvador, binge-watched Bridgerton and explored Procreate on the side, made my first fan art. That's so cute. Look, it's an artwork.
Of Bridgerton. Have you tried Bridgerton?
Not yet. Why would I watch a brand new show when I could watch something and I already like? Last one from Aaron Jeronimo. First time biking around my hometown here in Batangas since naka-uwi last December. Was biking to work since June 2020 in the metro. So it's a nice change of scenery. Smells and feels probinsya. And then he posted a photo. That's
Ang
really
ganda.
Cool. That's a nice
That's
photo.
That's a cool bike.
Man.
Is that his bike?
Yeah. What else? Wow. Look at this. Jay De La Rosa, you chef. You go
tacos?
Chef. Cooked dinner, ribeye beef, shish kebab, homemade garlic sauce. Didn't have basmati, unfortunately. But that looks amazing, man. So thank you for commenting down over there. And if you want to see more of the stuff that they did, your fellow Lecce fans, go ahead and check that post out. Okay, thanks,
yeah,
guys.
Join lang kayo sa group, the Highlight Show Leche Fam on Facebook. But we also have all our other social media if you don't follow.
Yeah, if you want like a more focused mail, then go ahead and send us an email. It's thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. But if you just want to, you know, interact with your fellow Leche fans, mm-hmm. then go ahead and join our Facebook group.
Yeah, we're going to expand on this. Like, we'll actually ask you where you've been. Mm-hmm. And you can feel free to, because I think Facebook allows really long comments naman eh. So mm-hmm. you can tell the stories. I mean, of course, other people are going to see it. So
if you want it more
only
private.
If you want to share it, feel free to do it. Yeah. But you can do it more privately through email.
Emails.
Got us a question. I'm sorry we didn't post, but it's already 40 minutes. We didn't even do any. So
yeah.
For next week, we're going to post on our Facebook prior to the recording. And that's it, man.
That's it.
Mix number 2 of season 2 is out already. And extra song, Rika G.
Bye.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.